evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Moving through another week of what I hope are entertaining and informative programs. I spent a lot of time on the radio today myself. Did a live local radio broadcast up in Wisconsin on WSAU Radio. Local broadcast station up there talked about these high priests of war, these neoconservative rabble-rousers, troublemakers, and power brokers who've gotten us into the war in Iraq and who are bound and determined to get us into a war against Iran. These are the same people that are preaching that Putin of Russia is the new communist threat and that the leader of Venezuela, Hugo Chavez, is another danger to the world. You know, they have all their targets. They keep pinned these neoconservatives, this crowd around the international elite. You know, they have all these targets that they want to bring down, and it's all being done in the name of democracy. You know, we don't have free elections in this country, but these neoconservatives are demanding quote unquote democracy in other countries. Well, these neoconservatives, they're all Trotskyites. It's a modern day form of old style Trotskyite communism, and they've taken over the Republican Party. And so you have the liberals in the Democratic Party, and then you have your so called conservatives in the Republican Party, and they're all Trotskyites. But be that as it may, that was one of the subjects discussed on that broadcast out of Wisconsin. Very interesting. Even though these hosts were mainstream types, so to speak, they were very fair. They had good, honest questions, and they had some good, honest questions from some people who I think were good, honest callers who may have had some disagreements with me. But nonetheless, they called in and we chatted. And later this afternoon, then I did a tape show with Tex Mars, a very popular Christian broadcaster out of, yes, Texas, and had a great hour with Tex. I guess that's going to be broadcast over the weekend. I know several of our callers here on Republic have mentioned Tex to me, so I guess they have definitely been listening in to what he has to say over the years. I'm pleased to say that I have a very interesting and very special guest tonight. He's going to be very familiar to a lot of you. He's been on a lot of radio programs. I'm sure he's been here on Republic Broadcasting in the past. His name is Christopher Boleyn. He's a colleague of mine and a friend of mine from American Free Press. Christopher is one of these people who really can converse and write on a wide variety of subjects. He's written some of the most fantastic articles at American Free Press and the spotlight before it had on the question of vote scam. In fact, Christopher's life was threatened by some Eastern European gangster who I believe may have had some ethnic connections to Israel. Christopher's life was threatened for writing about this man's linkage to some American voting machine companies. And Christopher has also not just written about vote scam, but he's written some of the best articles that American Free Press has had on the controversy surrounding 911. Christopher's dug out some very unusual and interesting things there. So like I say, this gentleman that's going to be joining us here in a few minutes is not a one-note Johnny. He's somebody who has broad-ranging ideas and information, and he's traveled all over the world. He's traveled all over the world, so this is a man that knows what he's talking about. And tonight, he's going to be coming up here pretty shortly to talk about Venezuela, that big oil-rich country down there in the northern tip of South America, and its leader, Hugo Chavez. So stay tuned, folks. You're going to have a very interesting program ahead, and you're certainly welcome to call in. This is Michael Collins Piper, coming to you from Washington on the Republic Broadcasting Network, soon to be joined by the one and only Christopher Boleyn.
V. the Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper, and we're here with you on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm coming to you from Washington, D.C., which is the headquarters of American Free Press, this rather spunky newspaper, a no-holds-barred newspaper that I've been writing for quite a few years. And I'm joined tonight by my colleague, Christopher Berlin, who also writes for American Free Press. We're going to be talking about a very specific subject. It's the And I think it's going to be very informative for a lot of people. But I want to say about Christopher that, you know, people call me an investigative reporter, and that always sounds real mysterious and exciting. But I always say, frankly, I'm just a hack writer with opinions. But I want to tell you something. Christopher Berlin is a real live, real life, genuine, no doubts about it, investigative reporter. He's like a dog with a bone. When you give him a story, he runs with it, and he won't let go. And if you have any dirty secrets, don't cross Christopher Berlin, because if there's anyone who can dig them out and throw them out for public inspection, it's Christopher. So with that, I'd like to bring Christopher up and say hello.
Hello, Mike.
How you doing, Christopher?
Nice to be with you. This is great. You got your own show.
Well, yeah, you know, Christopher, you know, when I first got the show, I was thinking about having you on right then and there. But, you know, the thing is, I couldn't decide what to have you on to talk about, because you're able to talk about so many things with such authority, and you've been to so many places and know so many things just by having been there that it's kind of hard to decide what to talk with you about. But tonight I wanted to focus, as I told you, on your recent trip to Venezuela. Now, I've been talking here on the show about Hugo Chavez of Venezuela, and, you know, it's funny. I've described him as a populist, and I've described him as a nationalist, but Christopher, a lot of people hear what they hear in the mainstream media. They hear he's a communist. They hear he's a revolutionary. They hear he's an enemy of the United States. They hear he's an anti-Semite. They hear he's a Holocaust denier. A lot of these charges that, well, some of which have been leveled at me and leveled at you for that matter.
Right.
But at any rate, you just spent some time in Venezuela, and you've been spending a lot of time over the last 6 months in contact with people associated with President Chavez, and that's what I want to talk about tonight. Let's start off by making it very simple. How would you describe President Hugo Chavez of Venezuela?
He is the elected president of the country. I'd say that. He was elected, unlike our president, by the majority of the population of Venezuela, and he's been elected several times. And he has also had numerous referenda on his position and on his changes, his reforms. They have also been through plebiscites and referenda and passed. So it's a real democracy. It's a participatory democracy. It's a democracy where the people are involved at the grassroots level and trying to make their lives better in Venezuela. And it's important to understand that the mainstream media, what I call the corporate-controlled press in the United States, which, you know, basically reflects the interests of the large international big money, big oil companies, they have a real vendetta against Chavez, because he is sitting on top of about something like 300 billion barrels of oil, and they desperately want to get their hands on that oil.
You know, and speaking of which, Christopher, is it not true that our own, quote-unquote, our own government under the Bush administration has actively tried to dislodge President Chavez? In other words, try to override, overrun, overwrite, just run him out of office?
Yeah. The 2002 coup, I think it was in April of that year, was an American intelligence or a foreign intelligence plot, and it was foiled, or he was returned to office within a day or so. But the thing is that was meant obviously to succeed, and that would have given the United States a puppet government in Venezuela prior to having to go against Iraq. And they fully intended that to be a successful coup and to return that immense amount of oil in Venezuela to the hands of the big oil companies in this country. It's very important for the people just to understand that Venezuela is very close, really. It's just across the Gulf of Mexico, south of Florida, a little bit to the east, but just straight south, a couple-hour flight on the airplane. And it has all that oil, but more importantly, it has all of these refineries. Also, the refineries on Curacao and St. Croix in the Virgin Islands. And so Venezuela has been, for the past century, it has been America's fueling station. It's been the gas station for the United States for the big oil companies in this country.
Go ahead.
I want to say that as it has served as that gas station, the people of Venezuela have been sorely neglected. And I have never seen – I've been to a lot of third-world countries, and I have never seen a more neglected population. They're not starving. They're not begging on the street for money, because the Venezuelan government under Chavez has done a great deal to alleviate their poverty. But what you still see is that the population, the infrastructure – and the population has been very neglected over a period of decades, you know, going back in at least 100 years, and that has that takes a lot of work to rectify.
Yeah. So basically, and of course, you know, in the context of all this, I think we should remind people that Pat Robertson, this so-called Christian evangelist, who's been in the pocket of the Israelis for years, he came out and actually publicly called for the assassination of President Chavez. What was the reaction among the people of Venezuela to that?
Well, evangelicals like Chavez were then seen as being in the enemy camp, and a lot of their fellow travelers and institutions of these evangelical Christians, like Pat Robertson's group, were kicked out of the country and are not allowed to do their evangelical work, which is, you know, when you're calling for the death or the assassination of the president of the country, is not a very proper way to go about things. But
yeah.
I want to say that that's this evangelical Christian movement. But then you have also, there is a very, the Venezuelan media, many of the largest channels of television and radio and the print media are actually owned still by these very wealthy Venezuelan elite, or they're owned by their U.S. counterparts. And this material, obviously, is available to the Venezuelans. So there is a very strong opposition press. And the opposition press is sort of the titillation, sensationalist kind of press like we have in this country, too. And that press is working very hard to undermine the Chavez revolution in Venezuela. And,
well,
and there's no, you know, some of the biggest newspapers in the country, like El Nacional, and I think Venevision, this big television network, these are owned by people like Gustavo Cisneros, the Cisneros brothers, and people like that, and they are openly hostile to the elected government of that country. And what I'm trying to say is that there are more viewpoints in the Venezuelan media. There is a very strong opposition, a much stronger opposition press in Venezuela than there is in this country.
So, well, in other words, what you're saying then, Christopher, is that even though the American media presents Chavez to the United States citizens as some sort of dictator or strongman, in fact, there is a very active opposition to him in the media, and he hasn't clamped down on it then.
Exactly. Precisely.
So,
I mean, for example,
that...
I picked up the Foreign Policy magazine. This is the oligarchs magazine that's printed in Washington, D.C. I think it's the Carnegie Endowment. Has this magazine called Foreign Policy, and the magazine is actually published, it's the Carnegie Endowment, but its publisher is a man named Moises Naim. And Moises Naim was the Minister of Trade and Infrastructure, or Trade and Industry, during the early 1990s, when the government of Venezuela was one of the most corrupt, from 1990 to 1993. And Moises Naim was the Minister of Trade and Industry. So that means that he was basically overseeing the oil business and the foreign trade and that. And now he is the publisher of Foreign Policy magazine. And
here in the United States.
Here in the United States. And that magazine is available in Venezuela. It's in English. And it says how Chavez is refashioning dictatorship for a democratic age. And it's got Hugo Boss on the front cover. I mean, this kind of stuff is available in Venezuela, but this is primarily the only kind of information that's available to Americans in this country. And so they get a very distorted image of what is Chavez, what is the Bolivarian Revolution, and what is happening in Venezuela today.
Well, in essence, Christopher, then what we have here is a real populist and nationalist leader who's under fire from these New World Order forces that so many American patriots are opposed to.
Right, right. And what's interesting, one thing it's important to know about Hugo Chavez, the man, is that he is the son of two school teachers. He's a non-drinker. He doesn't drink alcohol. He's got, I think, five children. He's happily married. He's not a womanizer. He's not a drinker. He's not a carouser. And he's an avid reader. And furthermore, he's educated as an engineer. So this is a man who is sober and intelligent, and he is doing all of the right things. He is exactly the kind of thing that Venezuela needs, but more than that, he is what Latin America needs. And because he has, all of this oil, I mean, Venezuela is exporting about 3 million barrels of oil a day. So there's a good cash flow there, and he has done things like, for example, he has bought off the Argentinian debt to the International Monetary Fund, giving the Argentinian government and leaders the ability to pursue a foreign policy that is not under the dictates of the IMF.
Well, Christopher, right now we're under the dictates of a break that's coming up, but if you stay on, as
sure.
I know you will, we will discuss this much further, and I certainly urge people to call in. Call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Okay, folks, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I just got a letter, ladies and gentlemen, from one of our listeners who was a little disturbed that I didn't mention that March the 6th was Alamo Day. And I suppose we should pay tribute to those guys at the Alamo. They were fighting for freedom. They were fighting for independence. They were fighting for liberty. And that's what America is all about. And actually, folks, you know, we're talking about Venezuela and their populist strongman, as some people have called him, Hugo Chavez, and in many respects, he's fighting for liberty, too. We're going back to our guest here, Christopher Boleyn, who's just a much-traveled international correspondent. And he and his wife, Helia, and their two wonderful children are dear friends of mine, and I'm just pleased to have him on board tonight. So, Christopher, talk more about Hugo Chavez. He is a fighter for freedom, is he not?
Yes, and the Bolivarian Revolution, it's important for people to understand about the who that's named after and what that's about. Simon Bolivar was the a Venezuelan-born. He was born in Caracas. He was a Basque, I think of Basque ancestry. And he was a he's the one who basically obtained independence for Venezuela and the other countries in the northern part of South America, including Peru, I think, and Ecuador, Colombia, Venezuela. I think it was six countries or so that he actually liberated from the Spanish colonies, and that's why it's called the Bolivarian Revolution.
I think they also called him the George Washington of South America.
Well,
George Washington.
That's exactly what he is. He was born just about a few years before the American Revolution, and he is of that same time period. And he did most of his activity was in the early part of the 1800s. And then he's the father of the Venezuelan Republic, and the Bolivarian Revolution is basically an independence movement to, you know, bring sovereignty and nationalism to Venezuela and to the other countries of South America.
Fighting against the international banks and the major media monopolies and
precisely.
The big oil companies, all these entities that we know of as the New World Order.
Precisely. And one thing that Hugo Chavez has done, I mean, the revolution, what we call the Bolivarian Revolution, and Chavez's reforms of the last 7 years have been so wide-ranging. It's hard to put your finger, but, basically they've included the most important things, health, education, welfare for the people of Venezuela. But also his generosity, of course, has included the poor people of the northeastern United States who were not able to afford heating their homes this winter as the heating oil prices spiked up just before the winter cold snap hit. And you know, when 12 senators from the United States asked the major oil companies, international oil companies, to donate a portion of their immense profits to help the poor people of the United States get through the cold winter, only one company answered that call, and that was Citgo, which is today owned by the Petroleos de Venezuela, the Venezuelan oil company, and they sent millions and millions of dollars of heating oil to 5 states in the Northeast.
Yeah, well, now, see, this is the man who's being painted as such a villain in the American media in this country. They're even calling him a communist. Christopher, we only have a couple minutes left before our next break, but then when we come back from that break, we've got about 25 minutes, and we have quite a few callers. But before we go on that break, could you just comment on these allegations of Chavez being a communist?
Well, I wouldn't say he's a communist. His revolution is he's, of course, he has a military background, and the military supports him immensely, but the military in South America is a fundamental institution, and they support their president. The thing is that because he is giving to the needy, to the poor, and his largest supporters are the poor people who he is trying to help, which is 60% of the Venezuelan population, the globalists and the oligarchs call him a communist, but he's not a communist in the Marxist-Leninist sense of the word.
Well, I find it interesting that it's the American media. The American media has always told us that it's wrong to call people communists, and that's McCarthyism. And yet the big, rich, powerful families, these tightly knit financial interests that control the American media have absolutely nothing good to say about Hugo Chavez. And it always seemed to me that any American who doesn't trust the media, and that's like I would say most of the people who listen to good independent media like Republic Broadcasting and who read American Free Press, that should be a signal to them that if someone is being attacked by the major media in this country and called names, that maybe that person, that maybe there's much more to the story, and maybe that's why they should be listening to what Christopher Bolin has to say about it, instead of what ABC and CBS and Fox and everybody else has to say.
Right. That's what I was saying, Mike, is that there's very little opposition media in this country. You know how small American Free Press and RBN are, and it's very hard for the Americans, the average American, to get that other point of view.
Yeah, well, and whereas, as you pointed out, in Venezuela, Hugo Chavez has not clamped down. He's not a totalitarian.
Not at all.
But he is a strong leader. There's no question about it, and he's... You know, what's interesting about it, you know, we have this son of a rich oil man in the White House today, and, as one of our callers pointed out, why couldn't he get aid to the poor up in Massachusetts and the Northeast? Couldn't he get them cheap oil?
That's right. Well,
here comes our break, ladies and gentlemen, and when we come back, we're going to bring up the callers who are lining up to talk to Christopher Bolin. This is Michael Collins Piper on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest is Christopher Boleyn. Of course, he's a correspondent for American Free Press, and you can find a lot of his great articles on the American Free Press website. That address, of course, is AmericanFreePress.net. His articles have ranged from the Middle East to the truth about 9-1-1, not the lies. Stories about what's going on in Israel. Christopher spent a lot of time in the Middle East. He's written about vote scam. Oh, boy. Christopher, what else have you written about other than, of course, your recent trip to Venezuela? You've written a lot of stories.
Depleted uranium.
Depleted uranium. How can I miss that? Depleted uranium. He's did some coverage of the Ernst Zundel trial in Germany. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Well, I think that the electronic vote fraud is really key, because I say that we suffer the government that we do, the bad government that we do, because of the flawed elections that we have. I mean, if we didn't have these fake elections lulling Americans to thinking that we have some sort of democratic process going on, we wouldn't be living under this what I call a crimocracy that we're living under.
You know, I never heard you call it that, Christopher, but I think I'm going to steal that line from you. All right, well, we do have some callers lined up here, and I hope my producer will help me along, because I had to move away from my computer. But last I knew, we had Bruce from Colorado. Bruce, if you're out there, come on up.
Well, hi there. What I wanted to mention is that there's mention of Hugo Chavez and Venezuela. in a little booklet entitled The Armageddon Script by James Lloyd. And I just want to give you a brief rundown of what he says. It's a prophetic thing from the book of Daniel in the Bible about, you know, about Chavez and about Bush. And what he says is the king of the north is Bush and the king of the south is Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I thought I'd give you the website. It's ChristianMediaNetwork.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a $6 booklet. Well, it was very interesting. And also, he talks about there's 10 kings, and he relates that to the 10 FEMA regions. You know about the 10 FEMA regions in the United States?
Well, what does he say, though? I'm very curious now. What does he say about the king of the north and the king of the south?
Well, what he says is that Bush is going to attempt, by the way, he says he doesn't say anything bad about Chavez. He says that Bush is going to attempt to attack him, and his attack will be thwarted by huge naval forces, and that Bush would lose his power or be impeached or die in some fashion.
Okay.
After the abortive move against the Southern Chavez.
Well, okay, you know, Bruce, that's very interesting because there's no question about it that the Bush administration has really made offensive moves, and there's been a lot of offensive rhetoric against mm-hmm. Chavez from the neoconservative and Zionist circles in this country. So, Christopher, how strong a military does Hugo Chavez have?
Yeah, very good point, Mike. Because the media tries to portray Chavez as being a threat to democracy in the Western Hemisphere, and they try to say that Chavez has begun an arms race and is a threat to his neighbors and to the region, and even is a threat to the United States. And this is absolutely ludicrous. Chavez recently just tried to obtain some coastal patrol boats from Spain and some aircraft. And the United States was able to block the sale from Spain to Venezuela on the grounds that some of the components were American-made. And even though originally Spain said we will replace that hardware with French hardware, for example, the United States was still able, or the powers that be were still able, to block that sale, and Spain stopped it. Now, you have to understand, Venezuela is a country about the size, you know, from Louisiana to Florida several hundred miles deep, but it is a small country and it does not have an army that can that poses a threat to its neighbors, and certainly not to the United States of America.
Right. But as a defensive measure, what he's saying, by the way, he did do a complete examination in his book about the military power that Chavez has, which is extremely limited, as you say.
Right.
But what he's talking about is forces of the United Nations. In other words, a number of nations would be the defenders, and that would thwart the attempt of the United States to attack Venezuela. No, Venezuela would never depend on its own military might, but that's what they're referring to here.
It's kind of interesting because, nonetheless, there's a lot of Americans who probably find it difficult to put their heads in their pillows at night because they're afraid that our southern neighbor might try to attack us, just like millions of Americans were afraid that Saddam Hussein was going to be sending nuclear
right.
missiles flying into Palm Beach and mm-hmm. Manhattan and Beverly Hills.
Right. Well, what he projects here is another 9/11 like type attack. And not coming from Chavez, but coming from the same way the last 9/11 came. You know how that came.
Well, that's a very good question.
And then they would go against Chavez and say he did it.
Well, that
would be thwarted by other nations. Their naval might would thwart it. And then in the end, Bush would lose either his life or his position, or he'd be impeached.
Well, basically, Bruce, I guess that really comes down, you know, this is prophecy, and we just have to wait and see if it does happen. But
Right.
Yeah, okay, well, listen.
I just thought I'd let you know about that.
All right, well, listen, thanks for your call, Bruce. Let's go to Bill in Indiana. Bill, go ahead.
Hi. Hi, Michael.
How are you today?
Oh, good. And hi, Christopher.
Hello.
Hey, remember me about a year ago, last August, you came to my house and we talked about Jefferson Proving Grounds.
Bill Broering.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing?
Fine. Thank you, sir. I wanted to tell you what happened. I don't know if you know about Miskatonic, a little bit maybe. That's a wildlife refuge and a mental health facility that's been done away with and turned into Homeland Security. It's just the west of Jefferson Proving Grounds. Well, just all last fall, I found out that they were going to be shooting live rounds up there, and I was concerned about that. I found out through a friend of mine who's a Marine who had a meeting with a Brigadier General who said they were going to be shooting live rounds. So I was concerned about them shooting DU.
Yeah.
And so I said, I called Senator Johnny Nugent about this, and he didn't know anything about DU, so I had to give him a crash course on DU.
Mm-hmm.
So he gives me the name of General Marty Umbarger.
Mm-hmm.
So I called this general up in northern Indiana, and I talked to him about Muscatatuck, and he said, Bill, he says, you have my word on this. There will be no live firing of ammunition at Muscatatuck. I says, but you're going to be flying aircraft between Muscatatuck and JPG. Well, yes, we are. I says, you're going to be shooting large stuff there. Well, yeah. I says, are you going to be shooting any DU there? He stops and nothing happens. And he says, I'm a military man. He says, what's DU?
Mm-hmm.
Will you believe that?
This yeah, I believe that.
He's a general.
Well, I'll be coming out to Indiana in the next week, and so I'll stop by. But
okay.
The depleted uranium stuff is still extremely hazardous to our troops and to the people of the United States.
Absolutely.
And the Pentagon is just stonewalling the whole thing.
You know, I have to say that I never knew anything about it until Christopher and Lauren Moret have been writing about it in American Free Press. So it's And I like to fancy myself as being fairly well informed, but there's a lot out there that I don't know. And if I don't know it, I think it's safe to say, considering the fact, like I say, that I'm reasonably well informed, a lot of Americans don't know about it. So.
Well, you know, Mike, the bottom line on it is right now is that millions of people in the Middle East and the Balkans have been sickened by this, and will be in future generations. And something like 40% of the American troops that are returning from combat operations in Iraq. Have cancer, have malignant growths.
Yeah, this is literally one of those stories that ain't going to go away, and it's
right.
One that you're going to keep on covering, certainly, Chris.
Right, Bill, I'll be out in Indiana next week, and I'll stop by.
Okay, give me a call.
I'll do that. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bill, thanks for your call, Bill. Okay, now we're going to come back here to Maryland. We got Mike on from Maryland. Mike, come on up.
Yeah, sorry, really great show. I'm glad to see that somebody out there in the print and the airwaves getting the truth out about Chavez. I'm a paleo-conservative, but I'll tell you what, I have a natural antipathy towards socialism, but I think in certain instances, in a hothouse environment, to raise the standard of living of people, sometimes is necessary. And somebody like Chavez, he's a direct threat to the New World Order, to the international banksters, to the, to the corporatists, and the kleptocracies that have ruled South America for a long time. But do you think that... possibly that with Chavez and other South American and Central American leaders with their bellicose stance toward the U.S., do you think that could have a permanent kibosh on the free trade area of the Americas and the consolidation of the northern and southern hemispheres into one unit?
Yeah, I think that blocking the FTAA was one of the most important things that Chavez has was successful in doing. Of course, they're trying to do end runs around that and have this free trade with Chile and with Colombia and countries that are still in the among the gangsters. But
yeah.
The international oligarchy is nothing else than gangsterism.
Sure.
And Chavez is standing up to the most brutal gangsters in the world, yet he has maintained a democracy, and that's very important. He has not caved. He is not a dictator, and he is none of the things that the American press says he is. That's very important.
Sure,
it has to be remembered because the media campaign in this country is vicious.
Oh, it is.
And what they intend to do, why this is important, is because this is the kind of thing that occurs before the United States goes to war.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid that, you know, if anybody's going to be attacked, it's going to be Venezuela. And as the previous caller said, they might very well do an Operation Northwoods type thing, a false flag operation like 911. And remember, Operation Northwoods was written in 1962 to deal with Cuba.
Yeah.
And in this case, they might do something and try to pin it on Venezuela and attack Venezuela. I'm afraid something like that might be an offing. And Venezuela is preparing its people to resist an invasion through guerrilla warfare. And that's something that they're just being prudent to do.
Well, I hope they can, but with the alliances with China, supposedly there's a lot of Chinese troops in South and Central America. Do you think the Chinese could be drawn into it?
Well, Venezuela has signed trade relations and alliances, you know, business deals with many countries like China and India and Russia. There's a whole Iran. There's many, many big countries. I didn't see any Chinese in Venezuela. I traveled in the northern part of the state, and I didn't see any Chinese. But certainly, if the United States gives a cold shoulder business-wise and doesn't want to do business with Venezuela and is just increasingly hostile to that country, Venezuela is likely to invite investments and do business more with people like China and like Russia and Iran just as a matter of course. I mean,
yeah. It's basically unnecessarily making an enemy out of someone by picking on them and demonizing them.
Precisely.
Sure.
And the Venezuelans love America. They love American people. I mean, tonight they're playing baseball, in this World Classic. Last night they beat Puerto Rico. They love Americans. They love our culture. They love our people. But our government has decided to, call Hugo Chavez the greatest threat in the hemisphere and a dictator and everything else. And they've just thrown they're just alienating him and forcing him to do business with other people.
Well, they're just going to use our troops as mercenaries for the international bankers. That's all.
Right.
Well, Mike, listen. I want to thank you for your call.
Sure, appreciate it.
All right. Yeah, let's go to Ben in Florida. Ben, come on up.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing tonight, Ben?
Correct me if I'm wrong. I heard this so long ago. It probably was from the old Spotlight that the Rockefellers owned five farms in Venezuela.
I can tell you from memory that the Rockefellers did have a lot of financial interests in Venezuela, and that does ring a bell. So I don't think you're far off there. They were very close to the Cisneros family that Christopher mentioned earlier.
Right. And the oil infrastructure that has been going on in Venezuela has all been big oil for, like I said, 100 years or so. So there's refineries down there that are as big as the state of Delaware.
So was it in NAM, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, combat veterans do not lie to each other. I've got it from retired intelligence operators or what have you. NAM is so loaded with oil, you could almost see it on the surface, and the near waters, too. Only the oil is on the delta, and the rest of NAM, as you all know, is all jungle and rocks, which wouldn't be smart to drill for oil.
That was always my understanding.
They developed their own food rather than depend on other people. Why was every Asian country interested in NAM and France and us? Why else?
Oil.
Well, incidentally, what came to my puny mind about Rockefellers having five farms in Venezuela? I said to myself, yeah, each one must be the size of Delaware, at least.
Well, I have a feeling Chavez will probably cut those farms up and chase the Rockefellers out.
What a wonderful case for eminent domain. That is sort of a legitimate case.
Well, that's the thing, Mike.
Good night, man. I took enough of your time. You guys are brilliant. I love you. It's so unselfish the way you always mention the other authors that gave you the start of whatever you're disposing.
All right. Well, listen, Ben.
I admire you and your colleague.
Always appreciate your calls, Ben. Okay. Now, we have Daryl calling in from France. I only know one Daryl in France. So
there's only one Daryl, Michael. How are you?
How you doing tonight, Daryl?
Well, you know, we had a misunderstanding, I think, the other day, so I'd like to do a mea culpa on it. What happened was
that's
I tried
quite
to,
all right. You don't
well,
even
I tried
need
to get in touch with you at your office, and I wasn't able to, but that you weren't the crux of it. We were talking about also my friend Michelle Shostakovsky not being able to do my show, and I've had about 9 or 10 cancellations.
Well,
and,
I wouldn't have canceled if I'd known you had a show, Daryl, so don't worry about it.
I'm still getting 10,000 people every show. hey, Christopher.
Hello.
Hey, you know, Chris is one of the only people that's ever been at my house.
Uh-oh, that's kind of scary. That's a bad combination.
Isn't that true, Chris?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's a friend.
Well, we sat down and had Thanksgiving dinner and ate like horses over here.
Let's see, was that this past Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just here in D.C. the previous Thanksgiving. Before that, I was in Japan, so that was an experience in and of itself.
Chris, how are you?
Good, thanks. You're okay.
What's happening? You know, this thing with Chavez, I mean, what I want everybody to know is the world's got plenty of oil. What they want to do is they want to take oil off the market so that the price per barrel will go up. We've got plenty of oil up in the North Shore. We've got plenty of oil in the Caribbean. We've got oil across the world. Fact is what they're trying to do is do a De Beers type of thing where they warehouse the oil and overcharge for what's left over.
Hey, Daryl, stick around over the break. We have a final 5 minutes coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Join us for that final 5 minutes. It's me, my colleague Christopher Berlin, and Daryl Bradford Smith calling in from France. As I say, this is Michael Collins Piper on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
All right, folks, this is Michael Collins Piper. We're wrapping up another evening here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. At least my hour is wrapping up. Been talking about Hugo Chavez of Venezuela, and I just want to throw this out for Christopher and for our caller, Daryl Bradford Smith, who's come aboard. You know, a couple years ago, right before the before the U.S. invasion of Iraq. You know, I had been paying attention to Hugo Chavez because he is quite a colorful character, but I heard him quoted as having made a very interesting remark. He was planning to take a trip to Iraq to meet Saddam Hussein for the first time. And Mr. Chavez said, I read this in a Jewish newspaper, they quoted him as having said, imagine how the Pharisees will react when they see me with Saddam Hussein.
Mm.
I took that to be a very loaded statement by him, one that was designed for a deliberate provocation. And I think a lot of the listeners here tonight would have to agree that when Mr. Chavez took on the Pharisees by name, that he probably had some meaning there, wouldn't you say so, fellas?
Oh, I do.
Let me just say one thing. Having read it and listened to Hugo Chavez, one thing that's very clear, he's a very Christian leader. And like I, he often uses Christian metaphors, and he's an avid reader. So he uses a lot of these kinds of expressions, Pharisees from the Bible, etc. I mean, one of his favorite things to say is that when the administration hurls insults at him, he says, let them call us what they like. Then he says, quoting Don Quixote, he says, let them bark, Sancho. If they bark, it's because we're riding. So he always speaks with these kinds of borrowings from literature in the Bible.
Yeah, he's no dummy.
Well, you know, one of the things I wanted to bring up was the fact that oil is in plentiful supply in the world, and De Beers, of course, using their monopoly to hold diamonds is no different than the oil monopoly that they're trying to set up. And the reason that they're so angry with Venezuela is they're one of the – Venezuela and Iran are one of the two places in the world where they don't control the wellheads. The other thing is that they're also doing the same kind of thing with water. And many people don't even notice the fact that the U.S. filter and the rest of it is in the hands of the Zionist bankers. And so they're trying to get all of the different major parts of our requirements in their control. And they're not far from it at the moment.
This is what, you know, and this is what amazes me, too, that there are so many good people who are against the New World Order, for want of a better term of describing this global imperium that these banksters, these oil companies, these Zionist intriguers are trying to establish, and yet they fall into line when they hear Hugo Chavez called a communist. You know, they immediately assume that he's an agent of the KGB, or that he's ready to start a communist revolution.
Pavlovian response, Michael.
Exactly.
He's not a communist. He's not a communist. He's a Christian. You see, that's the big difference. He is sharing the oil wealth with his neighbors and with his people. And this says a great deal. If you read what he says, what he's doing, what informs his behavior is his Christian belief.
Well, Christopher, he probably doesn't believe in usury.
Right.
Yeah, you see, these are very serious things, and yet, you know, as I say, the way otherwise well-intentioned and well-informed people, you know, even people who listen to RBN and who read American Free Press, you know, it's sometimes I get the feeling that they don't listen very carefully, and they pay too much attention to the mainstream media.
Well,
right.
Thank you, gentlemen, and be well.
Yeah, I have to pay attention to that music and bid you farewell, Daryl, and likewise you, Christopher, and to all of our listeners. Thanks, Christopher, for a great show.
We're definitely
going to have you back to talk about some other controversial topics.
It's a great show, Mike.
Thanks a lot, Christopher. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you learned something here tonight, because I sure did. I think I learned more about Venezuela tonight than I ever saw in the mainstream media. This is Michael Collins Piper. I'm here with the Republic Broadcasting Network. You stay tuned for a lot of good programming.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to
Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.